Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When the Israelites encamped on the Jordan River, ready to cross into Canaan, they found a land full of pagan tribes. Archaeology has revealed the depths of degradation which prevailed in the land. Idolatry, human sacrifice, occult practices, including witchcraft, sorcery, necromancy, and similar activities, were rampant in the land. These facts help us to understand why God aided the Israelites in overcoming the heathen nations, and why certain practices were forbidden to the Israelite people. God wanted the land cleansed of the people and their pagan practices, so His own people would not be contaminated. God commanded the Israelites, "Rise up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into your hand Sihon, the Amorite king of Heshbon, and his land, and begin to possess it, and contend with him in battle." Deuteronomy 2:24. God had forbidden the Israelites to contend either with the Moabites, Deuteronomy 2:9, or the Ammonites, Deuteronomy 2:19. But he instructed the Israelites to fight against the Amorites. In fact, God said, "I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it, and contend with him in battle." Even though God had given Sihon and the Amorites into the hands of the Israelites, they had to possess the land and to fight against Sihon in battle. There is surely a lesson in this verse for Christians in every age. God has overcome Satan by Christ's death on the cross. But we have to join the fight against the evil in the world. We know what the final victory will be. But we are to use our time and talent to destroy the forces of evil. The Apostle John gave us the divine assurance of our ultimate victory, if we are on the Lord's side. "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" 1 John 5:4-5. There was no way under heaven the Israelites could lose a battle if they remained faithful to God. They did lose battles, at Ai, for example, but always because they disobeyed the Lord's commandments. The Lord promised the Jews, "This day will I begin to put dread of you and the fear of you upon the nations that are under the whole heaven, who shall hear report of you and shall tremble and be in anguish because of you." Deuteronomy 2:25. The Israelite nation was not large, but they had an advantage no other people could have enjoyed. They had the Lord on their side. When they obeyed Him, He blessed them and gave them victory over their enemies, even when their enemies outnumbered them greatly. As the Israelites won battle after battle, the nations surrounding Palestine began to fear what would happen to them. God wanted the nations to fear and to tremble in the presence of Israel's march across the land. But His greatest concern was that the nations might know that it was His power, not the strength of Israel's armies, which was responsible for their victories. I am reminded of David's victory over the Philistines. "He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto his sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil." 2 Samuel 23:10. These Old Testament stories were recorded for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Romans 15:4. My friends, God is going to win the victory over sin and Satan. If you want to be on the winning side, you must be in His army and fighting alongside the captain of our salvation. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.